Yeah, £50 million, and this is meant to plug that gap where small and medium-sized firms have been saying, look, we maybe have some ideas for job creation, for expansion, for trying to bring growth into the economy, but we can't actually get credit from banks at all. So the executive is sort of stepping directly in. Now, I don't think the executive is actually going to turn itself into a bank. You're not going to be going up to Stormont Castle or the Assembly Building and applying there at a sort of hole-in-the-wall machine. Instead, I assume they will try and work through at least one of the existing financial institutions. We'll no doubt hear the detail later on during the course of the day. In terms of the economy, alongside this programme for government, there is an investment strategy and an economic strategy. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot about the economy. I'm sure there will be a target for job creation. Now, an early leak, as you say, that we got our hands on, had a target of around 21,000 new jobs being promoted, as they call it, during the course of this Assembly term, which is a four-year term. We were then told that the actual target in the final document will be higher than that. Some of the papers today are talking about a target of 30,000 new jobs. I'm told actually by one usually reliable source that that might be wrong, so I just put a little kind of health warning on that. But apparently it's greater than 21,000. One of the questions, though, will be, and it's always the way when you get a pledge to create jobs, is will that do anything to bring down unemployment? You would think, well, necessarily, but you don't see a pledge to lower the unemployment rate, and that's because, given wider economic circumstances, nobody necessarily knows how many jobs might be lost elsewhere. So unemployment, I think, was running in the latest figures here at about 7.3%, and I don't expect to see a pledge of that kind.
The devil is in the detail, as they always say, and sometimes in the wording. The word promotion of jobs and the word creation of jobs, what's the difference?
Well, promotion, I always think, seems to be a little bit more of a, if you like, a woolly term. John Simpson will no doubt help me out on this one, but I think it's basically allows a little bit more room, as it were, for argument that we promoted jobs. And I think it maybe also can be used to cover defending existing jobs as well as creating new jobs.
John Simpson, can you promote a job without creating one?
You can announce you promoted jobs and they might not actually be created. Mark is right to be careful about the distinction. Promotion is usually a promise of something that's going to happen. Creation is, we can measure it because it's there. And Mark's also right to say sometimes they use the word promotion when they've protected a job that might otherwise have disappeared. In other words, they've avoided a redundancy somewhere. I think it's important to put this in the context. Whether it's 20,000 or somewhat more jobs being promoted, I don't think we should immediately think, OK, that's what Invest NI are going to do in their publications year after year. This is actually what I would take it to mean it's what the private sector will do in the next 4 years. And that gives me the context. This is a programme for government over 3 or 4 years. We've got to therefore assess it as a longer term, a medium term programme. We can't expect results within months. We are sitting with a very serious economic recession. Anybody who asks what this programme will do for unemployment this winter is actually at the end of a rainbow. It's not going to make a big immediate impact. And I think we have to judge it on, well, what will it do given time for it to work through?
So if we give it time, John, say ballpark 21,000 or slightly more, maybe not as many as 30,000, but let's go ballpark 22,000 new jobs. Over 4 years, is that attainable? Is it realistic?
Oh, yeah, that in normal circumstances, that's about the right sort of thing that I would want to be saying to the Stormont ministers over a period of 4 years. It wouldn't be earth-shattering, but it would be better than we've had for the last 3 or 4 years, and that's probably one of the ways in which to measure what the executive's doing.